Hello and welcome to another episode of The Blues Guitar Show with me, Ben Martin, from benmartin-music.com. Firstly, I want to just thank everybody for downloading and sharing the podcast. Over 1,000 downloads in less than a month is an awesome goal for me. It's been really, really cool to see how many people have enjoyed these lessons. In the last few episodes, we've been looking at a mixture of fingerstyle blues playing as well as some soloing licks and tricks. Now, my daily commute is about an hour and 10 minutes-ish, mostly on the subway. So I go from downtown Shanghai out to the suburbs for about an hour and 10 minutes. So it gives me a lot of time to either listen to podcasts or listen to music. And that's where I get a lot of my ideas for this podcast, what I think would be a really cool thing to teach. And I was listening to an album called Southside Blues by Big Joe Williams. Now, if you haven't heard of Big Joe Williams, fantastic Delta-style blues guitarist, I'm going to read you the iTunes blurb, the About section, what it says about Big Joe Williams. Big Joe Williams may have been the most cantankerous human being who ever walked the earth with guitar in hand. At the same time, he was an incredible musician, a gifted songwriter, a powerhouse vocalist, and an exceptionally idiosyncratic guitarist. Despite his deserved reputation as a fighter, artists who knew him well treated him as a respected elder statesman. Even so, they may not have chosen to play with him because, as with other old Delta artists, if you played with him, you had to play by his rules. As protege David Honeyboy Edwards described him, William in his early Delta days was a walking musician who played work camps, jukes, store porches, streets and alleys from New Orleans to Chicago. He recorded for countless record labels. According to Charlie Musselwhite, he and Big Joe kicked off the blues revival in Chicago in the 1960s. When appearing at Mike Bloomfield's Blues Night at the Fickle Pickle, Williams played an electric nine-string guitar through a small ramshackle amp with a pie plate nailed to it and a beer can dangling against it. When he played, everything rattled but Big Joe himself. The total effect of this was incredible, producing the most buzzing, sizzling, African-sounding music one would likely ever hear. Now, that's a hell of an introduction, so I think it's certainly someone that if you're not familiar with him already, go and check him out. He's got some fantastic, really interesting styles of blues guitar playing, and like it says in the blurb there, an incredible voice. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to take you through a 12-bar, an acoustic 12-bar, based on Big Joe's technique. The specific technique that we're going to focus on is playing a consistent bass with the thumb whilst playing high pitch chords with the fingers. So it sounds something like this. First thing that you might notice is that we just have a one note bass line happening with the thumb there, going from the E to the A to the B. So let's begin by just working on that bass line with the thumb. So nice and easy, top string open E. I'm gonna mute it just a little bit by placing the palm of my hand right back on the bridge. Okay, so we don't want a whole E note here, we want to be able to mute it. Gives us that nice rhythmic feel. And I'm kind of playing it almost with the edge of my thumbnail. If you don't have a thumbnail, you can just play it with the skin of your thumb. But you get a nice bit of attack if you can get a bit of nail in there too. Then we have the A, the fifth string. Back to the E. And then the B, so fret 2 on the fifth string. The A and E. So this is simple enough. So now what we're going to do is we're going to add on the chord. Now these nice high sounding chords, you notice there wasn't any kind of whole all the notes playing, all the strings playing at the same time, kind of strum chords in there. It was this kind of higher pitched sounding, smaller closed chords. So this chord is an E7, But what we do is we make a D7 shape. So if you don't know the D7 shape, I think we looked at it in the last episode. That's third finger, second fret, bottom string. First finger, first fret, second string. Second finger, second fret, third string. So from the bottom of the guitar going up, that's 2, 1, 2, 0. So this is our D7. Now, just the triad part of that, so just the three that we're holding down. If we move these up two frets, we have D7, D sharp 7, E7. So now if we combine this E7, and I'm playing this with my first, second, and third finger on my plucking hand, and then add the thumb on the bass, we have the E7 chord. So let's do that one more time just to make sure we have it down. So from the bottom up, we start with the D7, so that's fret 2, fret 1, fret 2, 0. Move it up, and then change the open string to the top string. And when I started this piece, I'm actually sliding. So I'm sliding from the D sharp form to the E. And then as I get to the E, I'm going to hit the bass note. So we have the E7. And then what I'm going to do with my fingers on my plucking hand is I'm going to go. So I'm playing my third finger is playing the bottom string, my second finger is playing the second string, and my first finger the first string. And I'm going 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1. And then let's add that with the bass line nice and slow. Have some what's called syncopation going on here. So if I play nice and slowly, listen to where the bass line fits. So we have 1, 2, and then 3, 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So we have some syncopation with the lead part going and the bass line going 1, 2, 3, 4. It's hard to speak and do. 1, 2, 3, 4. So the bass line is the one that's consistent. And the add-on. So hopefully you've got that down not too bad. Then we're going to move to the A form. So the A form, what we're going to do is we're going to put our first finger on fret 5 on the 4th string and third finger on fret 6 on the 3rd string. And we're going to play the 5th string, the 4th string, the 3rd, and the 1st. And then we're going to do similar thing with the bass line. We're going to just keep it consistent. And then with our fingers, we're going to play 3rd string, 4th string, 1st string. So, and then 3rd, 4th again. So the same syncopation. let's practice going from the E to the A. 1, 2, 3, 4. And this isn't an exact science, of course, it's blues guitar, so you can kind of very much open to embellishment. If you want to slightly change the pattern from, as I did there, to make it the same as the E, you can do that too. And then the last one is the B7 chord. So we make a nice B7 chord. If you don't know the B7 chord, we're going to start with our second finger on fret 2 on the 5th string, first finger on fret 1 on the 4th, third finger on fret 2 on the 3rd, open 2nd string, and then your pinky finger, your little finger on fret 2 on the 1st string. And then this one, I'm going to play the same pattern as the original E. So all we do is move, it's the same pattern as the E, but we just move our thumb to that 5th string there. So let's move those all together. So we're going to play E. Not easy to talk the chord changes along with that one. Let's do it one more time, but nice and slowly. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, E. And there we have it. So that is a Big Joe Williams style Delta Blues 12 bar with a consistent bass. Really worth practicing these. I certainly don't give enough time to practicing consistent bass lines. If you're playing blues guitar especially and you're singing as well and you're playing on your own, it is fantastic to be able to have that separation and syncopation between the fingers. It also enables you to play a bunch of cool stuff, like some of the Tommy Emmanuel style stuff. Once you've got that separation between your thumb and your fingers, it's really going to help you be able to play. All that cool kind of Tommy Emmanuel, Doc Watson kind of awesome finger style sound. Okay, that is all we have for today's lesson, so please head over to www.benmartin-music.com. Loads of new stuff on the website, free tabs you can download. In fact, this 12 bar is in there, so just head to the free tablature section. You'll find some different tabs aimed at different levels. You'll find easy 12 bars in E, intermediate stuff. There's an intermediate 12 bar in A that I put up there a couple of days ago that I think is really cool, really highly recommend. All of my course content is, of course, still available there, and the two free ebooks are still available, so head over to there and grab your free stuff now. And I'll see you in the next one. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.